Hey everybody, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU, LPFM, Lexington Community Radio. My name is Chuck.
Hey Chuck, I'm Ben.
Hey Ben.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Very good. You looking forward to Valentine's Day?
I am.
That was the major topic of conversation we had
at
the end of the show. You don't have any embarrassing Valentine's Day stories that you'd like to share off the top of your head?
Nothing too scarring, you know.
Oh,
bummer. Enough to immediately make me think that's the story I want to tell.
All right, well, think about it and we may save that.
Yeah.
Because I can't, you can't dodge this.
You know,
Kyle and I both did it.
So. I can tell you that the best gift that I think I've ever thought of or discovered was that I found on an Etsy site a group that will take a photo if you send it to them and make a cookie cutter based out of the photo.
Oh, wow.
So you can make cookies based on any image you send them whatsoever.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So anybody looking for a late in the game Valentine's gift?
Etsy's your deal?
Well, it was
just
for that
kind of
sense,
in general.
Yeah. It was mostly like, I'm going to find some cool cookie cutters. but all cookie cutters aside, here in the studio, we have a special guest with us. Hello, Corinne.
Hey.
Hey, we have Corinne Leroux, right?
Yeah.
Great. From Source on High, she is joining us today to talk about all kinds of cool stuff, including sensory deprivation tanks, Watsu massage. Gosh, so many other things. So how's it going?
It's going great.
Excellent.
I don't know that it could be better considering the weather outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nice and snug and warm in this booth here. But it's a little chilly. I prefer the chilly weather to have a little bit of snow to it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, we've been lucky. It's been really mild winter.
I think so. So you are the owner of Source on High. And can you explain to people kind of what Source on High is?
Well, it's a wellness center and aquatic therapy, just really kind of based on the aquatic therapy being our niche. So we specialize in the sensory deprivation float tanks, but we also like to diversify our offerings in that we also offer massage and energy work, as well as far infrared sauna, pulse electromagnetic therapy, which are found on one of our mats that you can lay on, and then a variety of classes, including yoga, tai chi, meditation.
Well, Pilates. Tell me more about the pulse therapy. That sounds interesting, because that kind of sounds like there's like a vibrating mat.
It really is, and it moves through like different layers. So you have your layer of photon therapy, and then you also have a far infrared component. And then you have three natural stones, which all the energy moves through, which is amethyst, tourmaline, and jade.
Okay.
So it's incredible. And then you can change the settings on it depending on how much vibration that you want.
Okay.
And really, it's extremely relaxing. So it's just an added benefit or an added, you know, bonus to maybe receiving another therapy if you just kind of wanted to basically stay there for, you know, a spa day and experience a lot of the kind of cutting edge things that we have to offer. And that is one of that was like my most recent Christmas gift to Source was this was this mat. But it is really cool, and I really believe in, you know, the simple therapies being the most effective, and that being the stones and heat and far infrared, which are all very natural elements in our universe, including water and salt.
Great. Well, that's awesome. So, Corinne, are you from Lexington?
I am. Yeah. I grew up here, and then my family, when I was about 10, moved to Jessamine County. So I grew up on a small farm and went to school there. And then shouting out to all my Nicholsvillian friends. And then kind of moved away and never really thought I'd move back. So I moved to Denver and Hawaii and California.
Nice. Is that kind of where you got into wellness education?
You know what? I really kind of got into it here, although I felt like I was a loner in doing that. But I think I was always just very environmentally oriented because at home as a kid in high school, I was always trying to get my parents to recycle and reuse and compost and things like that. And then I got in a near-death car wreck. So that kind of really shifted my awareness and kind of what I wanted to do with my life, which was to really help others. And so that in that, you know, it was kind of like fast forward, you know, 20 plus years later, here I am. Yeah.
Did you learn anything about getting better and rehab from your car wreck?
Yeah, I really did. Tim Uhl was my, and he's an amazing physical therapist. He was kind of my angel because I was in a wheelchair. You know, I was pretty laid up, and working with him, and then it just kind of built my own, I guess, internal will and determination to really do something, you know, to make a difference and make a mark, because I just kind of felt like, well, you never know. Every day is a gift.
It's true.
And I want to do something that, you know, is important enough that I feel like others will benefit from it as well. And, you know, I think it was just a natural segue into that healing arts through my own pain and suffering and my own self-healing, and just constantly looking for new and different ways of raising that vibration.
Yeah, and I think it certainly builds up a reservoir of empathy, you know, to other folks who are trying to get there. And, you know, what do you think? I mean, I'm sure you encounter this all the time with your clients, but what do you think the importance is of right now, where the world's kind of in this stir crazy state of taking care of yourself and self-importance?
You know, I really don't think that cannot be emphasized enough. Mm-hmm. I think because it's even more important these days, even than it was 20 years ago, mm-hmm. because of the pace of our world and because we're constantly inundated with information from so many different avenues. And even when we get home and we're thinking we're resting, it's just like, we're not really not, because
if you're on the computer, yeah, there are ads. If you're watching TV,
exactly.
There are ads.
So it's like, where do you go and how do you get to that place unless you're basically decided to be a monk and living in, you know, yeah. a cave, right. that you can really turn everything off and move into like this deep internal awareness, so that you can do feel that sense of being able to reset yourself and be good for others too, mm-hmm. you know, and do good, you know, for whatever it is that you're doing in your life.
Yeah. And I think, particularly with resetting yourself too, one of the services that you all provide that I don't think there's anywhere else in Kentucky perhaps that has them are float tanks, right? Sensory deprivation.
Well, there's a place in Louisville that okay. I know of. And then there's a place in, Northern Kentucky that have since opened. We were the first on the scene mm-hmm. of sensory deprivation here in Kentucky.
So where did you first hear about sensory deprivation tanks? And I guess for our listeners who might not know, can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Sure. So sensory deprivation tanks have been around since really the 50s, mm-hmm. when the neuroscientist John Lilly kind of was working with his patients, and really people with a lot of chemical disorders. Mm-hmm. And so he was confining their input and what they, you know, and trying to take note of what was happening in their brain and the various ways that he was measuring that data. And then he decided that he was going to add water. And once that happened, you know, something completely different happened. It was that epiphany moment for him and his research. And so from there and that point, it's just kind of progressed. And you know, fast forward, here we are today, 2017. You know, there's a lot of commercial spa, you know, mm-hmm. interest in it, which my tanks are along the lines of that very comfortable setting versus the first tanks, which were more like, you know, coffins, let's just say.
Yeah.
Let's just
say a scientist with electrodes attached
yeah,
to your brain.
So Frankenstein was doing his work. Yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, what he found, and as time has gone on, and the people, the other scientists that have, like, carried the torch for mm-hmm. him up until present day, have just really continued to discover the extreme benefits of something very simple, mm-hmm. like the water, the darkness, the salt, and the buoyancy of having anti-gravity.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah,
from
absolutely.
Because there was kind of a twofold question, and then mm-hmm. what made me interested, or how did I first kind of become aware of it? And that segues into Watsu, which is mm-hmm. my passion, and that's water shiatsu. So,
which is super fascinating for folks that might not know it exists.
Exactly. It's like, you know, you have all different spoken languages that, you know, Spanish and French and Latin and, you know, Japanese. But then you have sign language. Mm. So, you know, for body work, I think Watsu's the sign language of the languages.
Wow.
Whereas it's still, you know, a language of communication, or it's still a mode of body work. However, it takes it into the water, and by doing so, allows the body to really, you know, let go at such a quicker rate than land, and sometimes land work will never do.
Mm.
So in my quest for doing that type of work here in Lexington, and that's really my dream, is to, you know, to facilitate that type of healing and that type of environment and introduce that to my home community. So bringing the tanks in, and, you know, through studying Watsu, you know, mm-hmm. finding out about that. Of course, living in California was beneficial from being, you know, aware or, you know, close to some of the more cutting edge therapies.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing that back, you know, the tanks, you know, enables people to, you know, individually be connected with that type of therapy. And then, you know, adding in the pool into Source on High, hopefully within this year, to then for helping people understand not just the benefits of floating alone, but also being floated and how that releases different things in a different way, but very similar. Because the energy, especially as far as Watsu in the pool with somebody, can be extremely powerful.
Mm. And I understand, and I can only speak to my experience, because I did try the sensory deprivation tank, and yeah, it was great. And there was an initial kind of hesitation to let everything go that I think you kind of work through a little bit. And so I was just kind of curious of the majority of the responses that you've gotten from people. Has it been mostly positive, or has anyone been like, that was whatever?
Yeah, I think it's been some of both. You know, I'm honored that people do want to try something very different, and it's not something for everybody, mm-hmm. for sure. I think people are glad they tried it if they do have sort of a blasé, you know, experience.
Right.
You know, they're glad they did it. And really, it's hard to know what it's going to be like 5 minutes after you've done it.
Yeah,
it takes time for the body to process it, and so, you know, maybe a couple of days later they may find that they've slept better,
yeah.
or they do feel more relaxed, or they're not as edgy.
Yeah,
but for the most part, I feel extremely fortunate that we have had an overwhelmingly positive response, mm-hmm. and people continue to post on Facebook about their experiences, and, you know, and then and it's extremely positive. And again, I'm not paying them to do it. I don't even know them, and they're doing it. And
right?
I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I think Lexington is certainly a curious bunch.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. And, you know, I had similar experience. I think for me, I certainly felt much more relaxed, much more, I don't know, cognitively focused, But I think it was the next day when the normal grind of the day got started is when I finally realized, like, oh, wow, okay, that was the influence that it had.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I thought that was great. And so with Watsu, right now you're doing it at the Y, and you're working on setting up a facility at
Well,
Source
I've 100. Just been practicing on friends at the Y.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, but, I mean, the goal for the space on mm-hmm. High Street there for Source, you know, was to have a slab, which I lucked out in having that. And having a slab in that building,
cool.
and have the tanks, and then we'll am working on fabricating a pool.
Great.
So yeah, it's pretty exciting to see, you know, these long held dreams come to fruition. You know, the vision that just seemed pretty impossible, you know, when I first started just dreaming about this stuff, to
yeah.
where I am today, and feeling extremely grateful that I can bring it to my hometown, you know, and bringing what I've learned kind of in my travels and in my own self-growth and healing back to, my community. So it's very gratifying to be able to do that. And Lexington is finally ready to and open to some of these, maybe what would be considered at one time maybe more esoteric therapies.
Yeah.
And really, if you look at it again, it's just water and salt. It's not that.
Yeah, it's not that esoteric. But also at the same time, yeah, there is a more dense spiritual reaction, I think, that happens with it. And a lot of people, you know, I know Joe Rogan was a big advocate of flotation tanks for a whole other reason.
Yeah, he added an element, I believe, to the flotation
tank. Yeah, more psychedelic self-meditation. But I do think that they're beyond just the relaxation of being in the tank and being, you know, buoyant and anti-gravity, or no, zero gravity, I should say. Yeah, I think that relaxation is just the beginning of it. And so if there's any listeners out here who are interested in trying out flotation tanks for the first time, do you have any tips for them?
Well, you could definitely go to our website, which is sourceonhigh.com, and there's a lot of tips and FAQs that they can read about there. I mean, I think people have this preconceived notion that they are going to have this, you know,
transcendental,
very hallucinogenic deal happen, and they're a little bit frustrated, you know, maybe like disappointed. Well, I didn't really see, you know,
I didn't see my dead cat from when I was six.
But at the same time, I think just being open to what your body is trying to tell you. Some people do feel like a spiraling movement, and that's just like an unwinding type of thing that the body does at a deep physiological level. And I guess just being able to let go and surrendering into that moment and into the water and allowing that to support and nurture you. And then in that letting go, that freedom of mind expression and that being either, you know, you're off in a creative mind thought or solving some problems possibly at some point, or your mind is just shutting down and it's time for you to take, you know, a theta wave nap. So, and it just, I guess, retraining, you know, our bodies to accept the nothingness, which is kind of in the Zen moment of what it is about. And that goes back to, I think, being a child, you know, and how we didn't really have all the impediments as we do in adult lives that can weigh us down.
Thinking more practically, what kind of attire should people bring for their
first appointment? Well, most people float nude, and it's perfectly fine if you want to wear a suit. I think because you really just don't want to feel anything on your skin. The water is skin temperature at 93.5 degrees, so that you definitely have that sensation of floating. And nothing inhibiting you, but you know, people do wear suits, and again, that's totally fine. We recommend not eating a lot or having any coffee or stimulants before you go.
Yeah, don't drink a Red Bull.
Yeah. and you know, I mean, we've had people come in that are, we have two tanks, so like they're fighting with each other as they come in the door, and then when they're done, they're like, oh, hey, you're so great.
Yeah, I'm so, sorry.
You know, just like,
so this might be good for Valentine's Day, actually.
Yeah, his and hers.
Yeah, yeah, his and hers sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
And the first time you do it, about how long do you usually go in for?
Well, we do have a lot of people who do 90 minutes the first time. We generally kind of err on the side of being a little conservative with our first-time client. And so we generally suggest 60 minutes, unless you just are ready to like let go and be done with everything. A lot of people prefer the 60 minutes because there is this little bit of a protocol, you know, oh, do I have the earplugs in? Oh, is the music, you know, oh, you know, there's a little bit of that concern going into your first treatment because you just kind of don't know what to expect. So that way, that next time that you come in, hopefully for 90 minutes, you're ready to go. You know what to do. You know what to expect. You don't have to have any mind thought on that. And then you're just, you know, you can turn off.
Do you find the more that people do it, the longer they want to stay in, or the shorter they want to stay in?
Well, that also depends. I think a lot of people, I think most people prefer to stay in longer the more they do it. And obviously, the more you do it, the more, like anything that you do, your body then becomes more accustomed to what that's about. Mm-hmm. And it just is able to, I think, process at a faster rate.
Yeah.
And the effects of this last longer, again, the more you do it. So,
yeah, and you can bring your own music and plug it into the tank, which I think is great.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just in case people are just joining us, if you're driving in your car, you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on WLXU 93.9. We're in the studio here with Corinne Leroux, who is the owner, practitioner, and teacher at Source on High, and we're talking sensory deprivation tanks. And I just want to read a little bit of off of your website some of the benefits of floating. That clinical and psychological studies support that it reduces stress by lowering cortisol levels, manages chronic pain, injury, illness, fighting addiction and depression, improve concentration and sports performance, enhance creativity, idea generation, and problem solving. And some other avid floaters, which I thought was interesting, are the New England Patriots, Stephon Curry, both who are very much in the news right now, Joe Rogan, Emma Stone, Minka Kelly, and Sophia Bush. So I think it's great. It's great to hear that, you know, for folks who might think this is like a, you know, esoteric, you know, thing, that no, there are very much tangible benefits of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I felt those too when I was there. I certainly felt, I kind of had this moment where I was in the tank and I was like, oh, I should have brought a notepad. I had a great idea and I write it down somewhere. So I just had to remember it. But so can I ask you, as far as the salt portion of it, because you're buoyant and, you know, similar kind of the Dead Sea and Salt Lake, how much salt is required?
So there's 1200 pounds of Epsom salt, and that's in about 200 gallons of the skin temperature water.
Wow.
So you know, percentage wise I mean, I don't even know how it would be. I'd say at least, you know, since salt is dissolvable, you know, into the liquid, it's hard, you know, for me to exactly measure out the percentages. But I mean, you don't have to worry about sinking. In fact, you couldn't sink if you wanted to. If you push your arm down, it will automatically come back up. There's just there's no way. So and we test our water. We test the pH levels and the alkalinity and the peroxide and the salinity twice a day.
Cool.
And, you know, if anything's running low, we just add in more salt. But we definitely add in salt once a week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to keep that buoyancy ready to go. And it's Epsom salt, so it's magnesium sulfate, which is also another naturally occurring mineral. Cool. That our body needs.
Yeah, and that's great. And so if people fell asleep while they were in the tank, they would be okay?
They would be totally fine.
Great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have any workshops or anything else that we haven't covered that Source on High has going on?
Yeah, we have a workshop that's been scheduled. It's a heart math mm-hmm. workshop.
Wow, what is that?
Well, it is actually I guess it's a different sort of form of meditation where they've used some research and proven methods for different issues that you're dealing with and what to pull in as like a recipe.
Mm.
So, and really it talks, I think it, what fascinates me about heart math in general is just the way that the heart is really, if allowed to, lead our awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times the mind likes to trump what the heart is feeling or thinking and mm-hmm. overrun it. But when we kind of get to that place of I guess, heart expression and trust what it's telling us. And so these techniques help to, you know, bypass kind of the mind and bring out ways of where we're more compassionate, not only with ourselves but with others, and even in traffic, for instance.
Yeah.
But but I mean, so it essentially works on different ways of kind of going into either functional day-to-day dealing with issues, and then going into that deeper sense of the heart awareness and building passion in your life around that.
That's awesome. And you all also have Tai Chi Tai Chi classes, right?
We really do. Yeah, we do. And I mean, I can't say enough about our instructor, Jim Showalter. He has been studying and teaching that Yang family method of Tai Chi for over 30 years. Wow. And just one of the nicest guys, of course, you know, super mellow, just go with the flow. I don't know if any, you know, how many of your listeners are interested in Tai Chi, but as far as building that concentration and then working with that moving meditation in a way that I guess is easy for most bodies so that there's not a lot of up and down.
Okay.
And working, you know, in the flow of that method is really incredible. It's definitely like a dance. So, yeah, so we're really honored to have Jim as our teacher.
That's great.
I was curious, is there an age group that you see the most, and is there an age group you would like to see more of?
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I think that typically I think the awareness is more in that baby boomer generation.
Okay.
And I really do think that bringing it into to the current and younger generations is definitely what I would love to see more of. Because, I mean, yoga has kind of exploded. And as much as I love it and have been practicing it for years, I really do like to encourage people to try new and different things that build upon that awareness, whether it be meditation, whether it's Tai Chi, whether it's the sensory deprivation, that awareness of self and practicing Tai Chi. It's just really such a beautiful ancient art form, and then you're working the meridians at different levels and things that you're doing, and then it kind of can, you know, you can easily turn that into a self-defense. So on the one hand, it's very soft and gentle, but, you know, used in another venue, it can really be strengthening and protective.
What's the main reason people come to see you for? Is it relaxation and stress, or are there any particular physical ailments that people want to try to smooth out and ease off?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of relaxation and stress involved for people to want to search out some of these various modalities to help them handle and deal with that in their everyday lives. I typically see in my own massage practice a lot of athletes who want to keep doing what they're doing and don't know how to maintain. Maybe what they're doing isn't working anymore. So, you know, adding in some yoga to that program or adding in some deep relaxation in the tanks to what they're doing for recovery is really beneficial. So I see a lot of that. But then again, I also see people who are aging in different classes and whatnot who want to stay active and are looking for ways that are less invasive or on their bodies so that they can still maintain strength. They can feel like they've gotten a great workout. They can, you know, feel that exchange of breath and feel good about what they've done, that it's created elasticity. So I see, I guess, you know, all of the gamut of what you're saying, and really Source is envisioned to be a place where people come to experience a variety of these modalities in a place that there's trained professionals doing it that are gonna take into account where you are and lead you in the right direction. And maybe it's not with us, and we have a lot of
you're connected
professional connections with other practitioners that we can easily refer them to as well.
And if people want more information, where can they find you? Are you on the web? Are you on the Facebook?
Yes.
Are you on the Instagram?
Yes.
All that
yes,
fun
yes,
stuff.
Yes.
Where can
get? We're on High Street. We're in the Woodland Triangle Shops. And if you've ever been by there, it used to be the Void, and now it's the Source. So we're totally
very
balanced,
different energy
man.
Now.
So are you next to was it the bookstore? The
Black Swan. We are next to Black Market.
Okay.
And of Fox course, House.
Yeah, and Fox House and all those great shops that I try to stay away from because all my money will go. Yeah. But oh, yeah. I love, you know, spending oh, yeah. locally. So, but yes, sourceonhigh.com and then just our Facebook page and, you know, a lot of our current events are posted socially through the social media.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Corinne, for coming in and talking with us. And yeah. my last question is, do you have any advice or wisdom that you can impart on people to, for one thing that they can do every day to feel less stressed and to feel a little bit better in this crazy, crazy state that the world's in right now?
Yeah, Chuck, thanks for asking me that. The one thing I would say is to sit down for even if it's 5 minutes without any distractions, whether you're sitting in a chair, on your couch, on the floor, no matter what time of day it is, even if you have, you know, TV going, whatever, in the background, if you're in your car, I'd say sit for 5 minutes uninterrupted without talking to somebody or listening to anything, and just stop. Just take that time to stop. And again, a lot of times, we get so busy and overwhelmed, we forget where we are, what we're doing, where we're going, what the purpose is. And
sometimes literally, it's just like, where am I driving to? I can't remember. And
the more you do that, I think it starts to become that habit, then the more power that you will find with stepping back and observing rather than jumping in and reacting, for instance.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. I think it leads to that meditative state and living that.
Yeah, help sort things out. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Corinne. It was so great, Chuck, to have you come in and, you know, to learn more about what you do and the good work that you do to help Lexington's relax and focus and be better people.
Thanks,
so,
Chuck.
We appreciate
Thanks, Ben.
It. No problem. Yeah. So we'll be back here in a bit with a special guest. But until then, Ben's going to take it away. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU, Lexington Community Radio.